Okay. What follows is the prologue of Vida Capitau and Saius Geopolitica, or Capital Life, by Peter Belbacht.
Who are you?
I'm myself. Me, c'est moi. Okay. The defense of life has become commonplace. Everybody invokes it, from the ones who care about genetic manipulation to those who worry about Star Wars. Some see existing life forms as an infinite reserve for profit and surge, while others view it as an inalienable patrimony of humanity. There are people who claim that life has been artificially decomposed and recombined to the point that the concept itself has escaped. Simultaneously, some celebrate that denaturalization eventually opens life for new forms of post-humanity. This inconclusive debate is perhaps a symptom of a paradox that is at the core of the contemporary condition. On one hand, life has become the supreme target of capital. On the other hand, life itself has become capital. If not the capital par excellence, a settlement for one and another, virtually that is, with political consequences to be determined.
So life has become the capital that everybody has, everyone and anybody has, and this has political consequences to be determined.
Yes. Capital life is in the milieu of this paradoxical situation where lines of domination and liberation, control and escape, command and resistance are confused. Well, we are using the word milieu because Deleuze and Guattari played with it as me is the middle and lieu is besides, but they're together, they are the environment. And besides of these pairs already mentioned, we obviously have the twins, life and death. It is thus undeniable that capital has never penetrated so deep into the body and soul, genes and intelligence, psyche and the imaginary, into the nucleus of vitality. At the very same time, vitality has become the prime fountain of modern capitalism.
It is the source of value.
Yeah, the fountain. It is an inexhaustible reservoir
of value.
Yeah. It is an exhaustible reserve for ideas and origins, inventions and recompositions, and hence capital becomes something common.
Life is capital common.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Life.
Yes.
Life is, after all, capital, which is common.
It belongs to everybody, life, that is. Serves
yes.
as the starting point for new collective struggles and revendications.
Yeah, so that's why we can call it capital common.
Yes. This ambiguous situation was already thematized by Michel Foucault in the mid-70s. He sensed very early that power invested in life a priori, which would inevitably cause a complete turn in the future. But perhaps he did not carry his intuition to the ultimate